Welcome to Mind Over Matter podcast, the space where we get curious about why we think, feel, and do the things we do. A space to pause and reflect and really think about the story shaping our lives. I'm Teboho, your host and fellow question asker, and believer that the stories that we tell ourselves really do shape the lives that we live. Together we'll explore the mind of the matter, and what's behind our choices, our perspectives, our patterns. We'll explore the ideas, the myths, and everyday moments through psychology, personal stories, and honest conversations. Here, it's really not about having all the answers or having it all figured out. It's about asking better questions, leaning into curiosity, and seeing where that takes us. So, wherever you are right now, pull up a chair, take a breath, and let's explore the mind of the matter, the matters of the mind, and the mind of the things that matter. So let me ask you something. Did you grow up thinking your 30s would be the season in your life where everything just clicked, where you had everything in a row and your life would be perfect? You have the house and the career and the relationship and the boundaries, and your finances are in order. You have the perfect partner with the babies, if you wanted them, of course. A gym routine, and you're drinking your matcha, whatever it is that you like to drink, in the sunset, staring at the sunset poolside or by the beach, in your mansion, and you're actually now turning 30 or nearing your 30s or just past them, and you feel like, where the heck is the manual? I'm supposed to have this figured out. What is going on? I remember sitting towards my 30s. I was very close to turning 30. And wondering, all of these things, while at the same time looking around me and all the adults that I thought would also have things figured out were eating pizza for leftovers for breakfast, and plants were dying, and still figuring out how taxes work or why medical aid is so expensive. And I just want to say, if that sounds like you, you're not alone. And today, we're going to be discussing the myth of having things figured out in your 30s. Welcome to episode 3 of Mind Over Matter podcast, where we explore the thinking behind the things we do and why we do them. In the last episode, I left you with the question, what is one belief you've been living by that you need to have a second look at? Well, I hope that you're going to personally challenge this particular belief, which is one that I used to have as well, that by your 30s, you need to have it all, girl. You need to have it all figured out. So let's unpack the myth today. Let's unpack this myth and hopefully start thinking about how we can rewrite this magical and mysterious timeline. So why are we even talking about this? Why is it important? Story moment, story time. I remember, as I mentioned earlier as well, turning 30 and having a mix of emotions, feeling proud and really excited and reflecting, sitting in that moment and feeling so, so amazing, but also having so many questions about, have I really achieved all the things that I want to achieve am I where I'm supposed to be? Is this it? And the funny thing is, every friend that I spoke to and reflect, if you know me really well, I'm quite a reflective person. So close to this date, I was thinking about everything under the sun, you know, that I had ever done. And everybody felt the same. Everybody felt, you know, and were questioning. Some were getting married. Everybody was at different life phases. Some were getting married, some were, you know, single, some had just had babies, you know, others were quitting their jobs to, you know, start other careers or to travel. And yet it was quite interesting that so many of us, a lot of us, felt like we were being left behind. And it really is because of this narrative that your 30s are this magical decade where everything needs to be unlocked. You know, you're told you need to have this stable job. You've got the aunt asking you, hey, when are you having kids? But when are you getting married? Or whatever the case might be, you know, people expecting that you have a sense of identity and clearly understand where you're going. But in reality, we're constantly shifting as individuals. We're changing careers, rethinking how we look at relationships. And that's both romantic relationships and friendships. And I guess every other relationship in your life as well, including family and parents and everything in between. And essentially also the relationship with ourselves. We are still discovering who we are well into our 30s. And this is not just a feeling. It's not just this feeling of pressure that we all feel. It's really something that's wired into us by society that we should have these milestones. And, you know, clearly we are all in the stage, different stages, and we need to hit this point of getting a wake-up call that we are still figuring our careers out. We are, you know, we might be inconsistent in our finances. And as I said, not really knowing how exactly to figure that out. You know, our relationship statuses still might be complicated. You know, you might be single, you might be getting divorced or, you know, starting to get into the dating game well after 35. Or you might be raising kids all by yourself. All of these things happening at the same time. And the core question, which most of us have in the back of our minds, is, am I being left behind? This episode, hopefully, will just shed some light into this and come to a place where everyone else seems to have a plan, or we tend to think that everybody has a plan. And what about me? What am I doing wrong? What am I missing? Is there something that I should be doing? And of course, I'm here to reassure you that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. So today, let's just think about and let's unpack the psychology behind the pressures and the reality behind why this myth even exists. And maybe even just free ourselves from thinking about this ticking time clock that never ends. So let's get into some theory, some research. I did a little bit of reading and got some insights from just a few psychological theories that exist, whether you may or may not be aware of them. So let's get into it. So there's a theory coined by a social psychologist called Bernice Newton-Garden, who spoke about the social clock theory. So she came up with this theory, and that's the idea of this invisible timeline that we're supposed to hit milestones by, and how this really can affect how we view ourselves and how other people view us. It's insane, right? So this, she spoke about how, you know, the whole concept or the idea of graduate by 22 and have a particular career by 25, be married by 30, have a house and kids soon after, and then die. No, joking. But, you know, those kind of, that kind of story, that trajectory and that life, that those milestones. And the fascinating thing that when you don't hit these milestones at that particular time, how you feel left behind. And it's not because we failed or you failed to achieve, you know, all these things, but it's really because you are not going by this societal schedule, right? You're not following the rules. You're not following what society expects you. And it's so subtle and it's so subconscious. You don't even know that you're feeling it sometimes. And it's the idea that, you know, there's a right time to hit certain milestones, that the career, the marriage and the house, you know, should be happening on time. And if you don't do them on time, you might be falling behind. The reality, of course, is that, remember that aunt that I spoke about earlier? We have that aunt asking you, so when are you settling down? You know, and all the pressures that come societally, the expectations, right? The expectations that your parents might have of having grandchildren or whatever the case might be. But the social clock thing, it's so real and so scary that I think it really can be such a crippling experience for some people, realizing that, you know, your friends are getting married or in relationships and you're still waiting, right? Or there's people who are keeping friendships for a lifetime, and you know, you just got out of a very important friendship or relationship. So it's really just the kicker, I think, and the thing that really hurts is when we start measuring our worth against this entire concept. So measuring who we are as people against this concept. And this is why so many of us grow up and get to the point of turning 30 and thinking that you should have it all figured out, when really nobody actually does. Everybody is still trying to get it sorted and figure it out. So this term by this social psychologist who compared people of different life stages and from different journeys and walks, then came up with this idea of how things are supposed to be, right? I guess she was trying to find a name for a phenomenon that was also just as real in her time. But I think the problem is living on this imaginary schedule. This imaginary schedule can really cause people to become anxious and self-doubt and really change how they see themselves as individuals. And the truth is, it's a social myth. And life is not linear. We're not all meant to be going in the same direction at the same time, doing the same thing. And if we're honest as well, most people aren't running on that schedule. We're all just trying to move at a particular pace. And most often, it's at your own pace and you're running at your own schedule. So, Ms. Bernice, thank you for that. But, you know, we're all just trying to figure it out. So interestingly, then there was a second theory I came up and read about by another social psychologist called Jeffrey Arnett. He spoke about emerging adulthood, and this theory came up in the early 2000s, where he introduced this concept of early adulthood or emerging adulthood. A new developmental stage between the age of 18 and 29, where people continue to explore ideas of identity and love and work and general worldviews. So basically, people are spending their time between 18 and 29 still discovering who they are, right? He argued that our 20s and our 30s are no longer a stage where we settle down, right? But it's more about how we can figure things out. So especially in a world where our careers are evolving, people, if we take the time to notice, people are getting married a little bit older, right, than they used to in maybe our parents or even before in those times. People are taking longer to get getting married later, right? And also people have drastically, especially in industrialized societies, are choosing to extend or lengthen parenthood. They're not necessarily choosing to be parents in their early 30s, but postpone that life transition to around their 30s. And then they spend their late teens and their 20s focused on really exploring who they are and trying out different things in love, in work, and, you know, pushing themselves to really grow as individuals. So this new developmental life stage has created a space between being an adolescent, a teen, as well as a young adult. But it's got its own features. It's got its own distinct way of being identified. So think of how also that many people went from a corporate job or maybe not a corporate job, working in retail, and then getting into more of a creative space, or studied engineering and then started becoming a wellness coach. You know, whereas our parents, for example, might have had one career path and pursued that path all the way through. We have the privilege of changing lanes. We have the privilege of moving past just one lane and one career. We have the opportunity to explore all of our interests. And let's look at let's look at real life for a second. In South Africa, for example, the average age for marriage has shifted up significantly. It's now closer and over 30. In other countries, like in the US, it's about 28 for women and about 30 for men. But really, the average age, which was previously quite low, has now shifted up, right? Similarly, the average age for buying your first house is now closer to your mid to late 30s. In more like metropolitan or city areas. And according to a poll as well, nearly 60% of the people in their 30s say they're still figuring out their career path. So, you know, moving and shifting in that sense as well. So people really spend their 20s to their 30s exploring their identities and figuring things out instead of having everything locked in. Making adulthood more flexible, being an adult a little bit more flexible than it was before. I mean, how many people you know as well between the 20s and 30s, either traveling the world or, you know, doing different things, still living at home and having the comfort of that protected environment so that they can have the luxury of figuring themselves out. People also, for example, changing careers at 30s, at 32 or whatever, starting, you know, families a little bit later or choosing not to have families at all. And, you know, that's become completely normal. So if you feel like you're late to the party, the truth is people are still taking the tables out at the party and figuring things out and, you know, having crying babies in the background, you know, all of that. Adulthood is an emerging concept. It's not something to be figured out. Okay, so one more, and I'll be very quick on this one. And this speaks to neuroplasticity. So I think, and I wish that we were taught this much earlier, but basically it's just that your brain doesn't have an expiry date. A Harvard study that was done in 2020 spoke about neuroplasticity as the ability to rewire, relearn, and continue to learn in your 30s, your 40s, and well beyond that. So it speaks specifically to how we make decisions, how we regulate and manage our emotions, as well as our identities. So we're basically not done growing. This means that we can, you know, pick up a new career at 35, learn a new language or start a new hobby by the age of 70. And this is really just because your brain is still capable of creating new connections even at that age and in that stage. You know, this whole concept, and it's so inspiring, of watching, for example, Oprah now taking her platform onto podcasts, which is absolutely brilliant. It's showing that life is not over just because you're older. So going into your 30s is really a window of thinking, is my life over? And the answer is no. You know, science says that we can really still open up the possibilities and get excited about what life can bring beyond. So let's talk about what happens in real life. You know, there's a lot of content on socials, TikTok and Instagram, of people in their 30s and thriving. But if you scroll a little further, you'll see some people being brutally honest about what's really going on. You know, the idea that some people might say that, I thought I'd be married by now, you know, but I'm still being ghosted on dating apps. Or, you know, I've just changed careers and I'm 34. It feels like I'm starting from scratch and I don't know anyone. Or people saying, I'm a mom of two and I love my kids to bits, but I don't know who I am anymore, you know. Everybody's just one more example. Everybody is buying houses and I'm still renting and I'm not actually sure, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? We really don't see, you know, enough of people, you know, having the courage to take these things public and say them publicly, to pivot and to start over and to admit that really this version of me is not all of who I am, or it doesn't fit or suit me anymore. And yet there's so many of us that are like that, and so many of us that do want that do want to shift and start over and to just, you know, take on a new lease. But not all of us are brave. You know, and I think there's a lot to lose. There's a lot of people who are breadwinners and a lot of people who have people looking up to them to have things figured out. And I think that's what makes it tough. We don't all have it together, but it really takes a lot for a person to just rethink what together looks like. And rethink what we want them, what we want that to be. I think it's also watching on socials. This myth gets amplified even more when we scroll on our timelines and see people going to Bali, Ian. Gosh, yeah, you don't know what's going on behind there. Launching businesses and buying houses and all these things. But we also don't see the backstory of that. The student loans, the therapy that happens, you know, the fact that the fridge might only have, you know, the pizza that they'll be having for breakfast and milk that they bought last week. You know, we don't see all these things. We don't see the doubts. We don't see the late nights and the what am I doing with my life moments, you know. But I also think there's a reality, right? If we bring it into context, there's a lot of us that are facing real life crises, being unemployed, not having work, shifting expectations, you know, based on culture, right? People still expecting us to live a particular way, even though the world and the economy has shifted. And yet compared to our parents' generation who had kids by 25, you know, we can't even afford to buy homes by that age. You know, we live in a different world with different timelines and different expectations. So when I say we should have it all figured out by now, I think we are really comparing ourselves with an outdated script that just doesn't exist anymore and doesn't even match where we are and the life stage that we're living in today. Okay, so let's wrap this up. What can we walk away with today? here are four truth checks, right, that we should hold on to. Is the life you're living linear? This is another one of those hard questions. Life isn't linear, right? We're not late. You are not late. We're all on different paths and there's no universal clock. And, you know, timelines are social, but they really are not personal. They're not about you as an individual. They may be universal, but they're not a deadline of having things figured out. And if you are feeling that way, this is time. It's time for you to start questioning that. Growth doesn't end in your 30s. Number two, most importantly, you know, we are continuing to grow. It's not a finish line at the age of 30. You're allowed to explore and pivot and reimagine what this life is about. We should be doing that constantly. Our brain is constantly evolving. Remember that neuroplasticity. And your identity is still being shaped. All these things are coloring in, making you even more colorful as a person. All the experiences you're going into, you are allowed to change and evolve and grow. Number three, having it figured out is, or figuring things out is ongoing. There's no finish line. And yes, you might have a sense of that, but the wisdom is in knowing that there's a space to have question marks and to be in the unknown. And I think it's really the importance of being able to navigate and be comfortable in that ambiguity and being unsure that will make a difference. Number four, life is really not a checklist. And the reminder that comparison really steals joy. Comparison is a thief of joy. I mean, it steals perspective as well. Everybody's journey looks different. And behind the scenes, we're all struggling. We're all going through different struggles. And it's a story. It's a journey. And some journeys take unexpected turns. And that's really what makes them the stories worth telling. So the real myth is really thinking that there's a finish line, right? And that we're all supposed to finish at this finish line at the same time. Your 30s are not the end of the road. And you can start the most interesting chapter of your life from this point going forward. In our last episode, as I said when I started, we asked the question, what's one belief you've been living by that you might need to have a second look at? And today I want to leave you with the question that if you didn't know how old you were today, what would you be doing with your life right now? If there were no timelines that you had to live by, where would you be going next? Think about that and maybe give yourself permission to live a little. So as we end this episode, I invite you to share it with someone who might be navigating this myth along with you. Follow the podcast, leave a rating and comment, share, like, and follow our Mind or Matter podcast page on Instagram. I'd love to hear what beliefs you're challenging right now and what questions you're asking. And until next time, keep asking better questions, keep exploring the mind of the matter.